Hey, Plumbing Pro Richard here. We continue our four-part series of hiring and training and firing and retaining the best techs in the business. In fact, that's what this episode is about. We go over how to retain the best techs. What's the thing that you can do to retain your techs? We cover it all in this episode. You don't want to miss it. Great nuggets of gold headed your way. But first, check out these Million Dollar Plumber business power tools. I can't find any plumbers to hire. I've heard that for over 30 years. That's why I tell my clients, always be recruiting. And Applicant Pro makes it easy to do just that. Applicant Pro is a full-service online recruiting and hiring solution that will provide you with a constant stream of qualified applicants. They do the work for you. With Applicant Pro, you can post your jobs and push to over 4,000 job boards, generating more qualified applicants than ever before. Efficiently screen applicants to reduce turnover. Quickly communicate with applicants to keep the best ones engaged, and ultimately, hiring and retaining the best plumbers. And isn't that what you want? To get a free demo and special Potty Talk Live listener discount, go to themilliondollarplumber.com/applicant. That's themilliondollarplumber.com/applicant so that you can always be recruiting. Using the wrong field management system can hurt your plumbing business. Worst yet, not using one at all. Let's not even go there. Hey, if you're serious about growing your plumbing business, then you need a serious field management power tool like ServiceTitan. ServiceTitan is the world's, yep, that's right, I said the world's leading all-in-one field management software for plumbing service businesses. ServiceTitan is what I use to grow my multi-truck, multi-million dollar plumbing service business, and I highly recommend that you use them too. ServiceTitan makes it easy to generate more leads by measuring the success of your marketing campaigns, to book more opportunities by tracking how your office staff converts calls into appointments, and to see all your customers' information, service history, equipment, and more when they call, as well as when your plumber is on the job. And my favorite ServiceTitan feature, improve conversion rates and job averages with their powerful visual options presentation experience. It's a game changer. Check them out, and you'll see why they're the world's leading field management power tool. Go to themilliondollarplumber.com/ServiceTitan to schedule your free demo and to take advantage of special discounts just for Potty Talk Live listeners. That's themilliondollarplumber.com/ServiceTitan. Serious plumbing pros use ServiceTitan. You should too.
Business of plumbing. This is Potty Talk Live, recorded live every week. Turn on notifications to never miss an episode. Now your host, Richard Bainey, the Million Dollar Plumber.
Hey, 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 plumbing pros, welcome to the 308th episode of Potty Talk Live. Hey there, I'm your host, Richard Bainey, the Million Dollar Plumber, along with my co-host, the lovely Laura, where we're talking the business of plumbing, how to create a successful, self-sustaining, and very profitable plumbing business. Mm-hmm. That is key. All right. So welcome to tonight's episode of Potty Talk Live. Hey, we got a great one for you. All right. This is a continued process, a part of our four-part series.
It's like a four-part sermon series.
All right, of hiring, firing, training, and retaining. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what we're talking about tonight here, retaining. Okay. How do we retain these guys, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you a key factor, okay? We'll get in just a moment here, but good to have everybody here. It's good to see you, sweetheart.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You looking fine. Oh, F-I-N-E, fine.
Hi, Tyler.
All right.
Awfully nice, sweetheart.
Hey, baby.
I know.
I just haven't had a chance just to kind of take a look at you. You've been going like 100 mile an hour today.
I know.
You were all over the place.
I know. That's what I do.
But I got you here.
That's
all right.
It's my job to make you
Good. Hey, but it's good to have you here, too.
Did you hear
okay,
what
I know. What?
I said it's my job to make you look good.
Yeah,
that's
you
why
do.
I'm always running all over the place.
You do make me look good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, BB's in the house.
All right. Yeah. Good to have you here. All
One
right.
One of my favorites, Jessica.
Jessica's in the house. All right.
Yes.
Sarah.
Sarah, live from Triton Plumbing.
Good to have you here. All right. And you see, if you're here watching live, John.
Hey, John.
All right. Lively.
He is lively.
Hey, if you're with us, join. If you're part of the live social audience, please type live in the comments. Let us know that you're You're joining us here live. Okay, Alexander. All right, brother. Good to have you here. Mm-hmm. Bo is in the house with us live. Mm-hmm. Hey, and if you're watching the replay, if you happen to be catching us on the replay, and why are you waiting on for the replay? You need to be here with live. But we're glad you caught it anyways, okay? But if you caught the replay, please type replay in the comments. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to the podcast, you know what to do. Just keep on listening.
Hey,
all
GB.
Right.
GB's in the house.
GB's in the house.
Tanner.
Okay,
you know we love us some Tanner.
Tanner, all right. He's one of the...
Johnny Gibson.
Hey, Johnny Gibson.
All right. Tanner is one of the technicians at Aspen Mountain Plumbing.
He's a pro.
He is a pro.
He's
Kathy,
one of those things...
out in, in Rock Springs,
Rock Springs, Wyoming, right.
He's just... he's a gem, that guy.
He's a gem. He's what everyone looks for
in
with
plumbing.
The plumbing. Right.
Yes, as an employee and... Yes, so Tanner.
He's a good guy. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man.
Guy.
All right.
Sandra. Hey,
Sandra.
Perez's are in that
house. All right.
House.
Okay. All right.
Live from Surprise, Arizona.
Arizona, the
is that
family
really
plumber.
The name?
All
Surprise?
Right.
Is that the name of a town?
Welcome, man. Yeah, it's a cool name.
Name.
We were just talking with some clients who were just in Winslow, Arizona.
Yes, they were driving through.
Standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
They were driving through.
Such a fine sight to see.
Let's see.
All right.
Renee, is this what I've been posting in our content portal? Okay, sure. I'm not sure what that means, but okay. Sarah, thanks.
All right.
He's awesome. Yes, Lance is saying Tanner is awesome. He's a great guy.
Tanner is.
Yes, and really, all of the other clients, I think, are incredibly jealous of Lance for having such a great first hire.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was one of his first hires.
Wasn't it Lance? Wasn't he your first hire?
Right.
Your very first hire? I'm pretty sure.
All right. There was your luck. All right.
And that was Eric Sandheim. Right. Everybody loves on some Tanner. So.
All right.
But here we are. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nice to
all
have you.
All right. It's Fun day, Monday. All right. And
hopefully weather's calming down up north a little bit. I don't know. I haven't
heard. And everywhere. In Texas.
Mm.
Yeah, how's it going in Texas?
Yeah, how is things in Texas right now?
Right.
It was bad last week.
Right.
Really, really bad.
All right, with the government shutting down their power, you know?
Oh, no, not the first. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so I was wrong. It wasn't his first. Yes, it is a city name.
All right, cool.
Okay, Surprise,
Surprise, Arizona.
Why not?
The family plumber.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like it.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the start of our week here.
What were you going to
say? Well, the weather. You were talking weather.
Yeah, talking weather. But, okay.
You're talking weather.
If you are tired of the weather up north, it's going to be like mid-80s rest of the week here.
And
just
pretty
saying.
And nice.
And nice. So
come on
down for a visit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I've been posting to our plumbers in our Service Titan. All right. Content portal. All right.
Nice.
Your videos for extra training.
Well, then hello to all the plumbers at Titan? Triton Plumbing.
All right.
Hello. Nice
all right. We need to get you in the academy, Sarah, and then you can post the Selling Made Easy.
Mm-hmm.
It gets working with the guys on on really how to serve your customer.
Right.
You don't need to sell.
You don't need to sell.
This is serve.
Just excel.
Serving your customer. Kathy, it's warming back to normal.
Calls are crazy, probably for all the cracked frozen pipes.
All right.
Burst pipes. So, but glad it's back to normal.
Good.
That was
glad to hear it.
For sure.
Yep. So,
what's our question for tonight? You want to
Get our question here.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best way? We'll get our question up there, Sparky. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong one.
Oh.
Okay, that's from last week.
That's last week.
Was it
last week?
No, the week before. In fact, last week you caught it. I think last week I took a little detour. I shared one of the biggest mistakes I ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes, you did.
So if you want to know, you can check that out from last week.
Yes.
Okay.
But this week's question.
But this week's question.
And Sparky's
going
to type it.
Right.
What is the best way
really
to pay
small.
Your
Let's type it really small. What is the best way to pay your plumbers?
Sparky,
what is the best way to pay your plumbers? Okay.
The best way.
Okay, to pay your plumbers.
And you don't mean like via check or every Friday.
Pennies, whatever.
Rolled up pennies.
Right. But what's the best pay method? Dallas-Fort Worth is busy. Busted pipes everywhere.
Man, I'll bet.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you caught the episode, that was one of the biggest mistakes I made.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be sure to be charging for those pipes.
Charging correctly. You don't want to gouge. This isn't about price gouging. It's not about price gouging, but it is about not selling yourself short.
Right.
Because there's a value to what you do right,
right
now.
Value and lost time and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So, okay.
Okay. All right. Lance.
But what's
Lance
the best
Paul.
Way? Okay. Lance is peace
seems
rate.
To think
okay.
He has the answer.
All right, great. He may.
He
all right.
May. I don't know.
But, you know, we're talking about this episode. You know, we're in the 4-part series of mm-hmm. hiring and mm-hmm. firing. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll get to the firing next week. Okay.
Tell him it's an internship.
Right. Like
that's
it.
A really good
I like
idea.
The way, Alexander, way you think, brother. All right. IOUs. All right.
Okay. Bunch of wise guys right. out there tonight.
Swell. Why all right, it's going to be one of those episodes. Okay. But we're in we're in that series here, mm-hmm. hiring and firing, mm-hmm. which we'll get to next week, and mm-hmm. training, mm-hmm. which we did a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. of, you know, the training process.
Right.
And this week I wanted to speak on retaining, because that's an important key, retaining right. these guys. Okay, we get them on board,
mm-hmm.
but trying to retain them,
right.
okay? Now, we're going to hit. There's all kinds of things you can do. You know, hoops we jumped through. We jumped through all the hoops.
We did.
We've done them all.
We created hoops to jump through.
I mean, we've given personal drivers, brought them in. You know, we've given
massages.
The right. Right, massage. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Literally, yeah.
Okay.
We brought in. Real massages. I mean,
yeah, like, no happy yeah. ending.
Guys,
it's plumbing. This is a family show.
It
okay.
is a family
how do I shouldn't even know about that.
I
okay.
know you should.
How do I know? I've heard about it.
Goodness.
Okay.
Sakes.
Okay.
Hey, while we've got a lull in the action, 59 okay. per broke. What? That's not true. Oh, $59 per broke pipe, per broken pipe. What if there's only one? You're only going to charge $59? Surely
no.
not, Aaron.
Nothing
Aaron.
Lower. Nothing lower than $500.
Aaron, that's not true. That
yes.
can't be true. Anyway, yep. Right now is a great time to remind you, if you want to get notified when Potty Talk Live goes live, just type text in the comments below, and you will get a text message when we go live, because you never want to miss an episode of Potty Talk Live, and you never know what Facebook is going to do these days. So
crazy Facebook.
The best way to do it is to get in our community, and you get a text message when we go live.
There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you never want to miss an episode of Potty Talk Live.
You're
or what?
Die.
You're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to live at Hopscotch and Jumping Jacks.
Jacks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. I really want to know. Okay. Just kidding.
Yeah, I think. Okay.
Okay, Aaron.
Because you go, okay.
Boy, these guys are just funny tonight.
Wow. All
wow,
right.
Wow, a bunch of kidding. Okay. We listened last week, and I'm not going to be sinking the Did ship. You? Good. Okay,
good.
Aaron, remind me, who are you in business with? I'm pretty sure I remember who he's in business with. Isn't it the Mathises? Mathisai?
Yeah, exactly.
April and Bobby, is that
yeah.
right? Am I thinking the right?
Are we? Let us know.
Wife? I know. It's,
yeah.
yeah.
What's that?
I'm
okay.
pretty sure that's it. But okay, yes, you're not doing $59 per broken pipe.
Good.
Goodness
all right.
Sakes.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
No
okay.
Way.
But we're talking about retaining. You know,
retaining.
We want to retain these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get good guys. Okay, like guys like Tanner. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and we want them to stay with us.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, there's all these things you can do. You know, and we've done them all again. Mm-hmm. We jokingly, I mean, we've done the massage. We actually have done that.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the trips. We've done the meals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We put in the gaming systems.
Yeah,
I mean, the basketball courts.
Mm-hmm.
The weight. We had the weight, mm-hmm. the weight stuff. I'm getting all choked up just
like,
of all this, all this stuff.
We've done
everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had the nice facilities and all that, but really, all comes down to pay.
The main reason.
The main reason. All these other things are good.
Are good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this is it. Really does come down to pay.
It's the main thing.
The main thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. And really, you know, I get asked this question all the time, you know, what's the best way to pay my plumbers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you can feel it. And the reason you ask that question, because you can tell, that's what we're driving for.
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So what's the best way to pay your plumbers? And so I'm just going to spell it out for you.
Okay.
Just going to tell you, for
all
what
right.
it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go. Best way to pay your plumbers is, Lance had it correct. Okay,
mm-hmm. Peace rate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, peace
oh,
rate.
No, that's not it.
Okay, that's
no,
all right.
That
we'll get to that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but peace
yeah,
rate.
Peace rate.
But
peace
rate.
Mm, peace
okay,
rate is the way to go. What does peace rate mean? Whoops, $1 million plumber.
Okay, well, peace rate really comes from. It's not something that I created.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's not even something that the plumbing industry created.
Mm-mm.
All right, it's something. It comes from the auto industry.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, back you know when you know the dealerships. You know, the autos, you know,
auto dealers
mm-hmm. and all that,
mm-hmm.
you know, they really make their money from service.
Right.
Okay.
Servicing
huh?
the cars.
Imagine
huh?
that. Service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Servicing the cars. Right.
right.
But there's only so much room. There's only so much room so many bays in the service department.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
And so they're trying to figure out how can we create more time and
mm-hmm.
how can we get our guys, okay?
To not spend all day on an oil change?
Spend all day on oil change, right. And, you know, and to you know, be able to be more efficient mm-hmm. and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay.
And you know this because?
Well, I know this because my father was a mechanic.
Right.
Okay.
That's how he was paid.
So that's mm-hmm. how, right, exactly. That's how he was paid. And he loved it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because he could crank out.
Because he would crank out. So, mm-hmm. for example, okay, what happens is they get an hourly rate. So let's say, you know, $25 an hour. Mm-hmm. And then the job will pay, you know, so many hours, so much mm-hmm. of an hour, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll make the mechanic example. The reason my dad loved it as a mechanic because a tune-up back in the day when, you know, cars weren't all, you know, computerized.
Right.
But you tuning up a car, mm-hmm. you know, it would pay like an hour and a half or something like that, an hour and a half, 2 hours. But he could get it done like in 30 minutes.
Right.
So he was whipping, you know, so he got $25 mm-hmm. for an hour and a half that mm-hmm. he only worked 30 minutes on.
Right.
And then he'd do another one. Mm-hmm. And then do another one.
Right.
And do another one. So right. he'd walk out with, you know, 20-hour day.
Mm-hmm. So he created more time.
So he made, right. Mm-hmm. So really he was making $50 an hour.
So that's where... You got it from.
And that's where, right, that's mm-hmm. where I got it from, mm-hmm. okay? And there's other plumbing companies that do pay piece rate.
I whatever. I mean, they do more commission. I don't
more,
know
More
many.
Commission. Mm-hmm. So on piece rate, how do you determine the amount of time mm-hmm. or money a job is worth, mm-hmm. and is it the same for all, or does an experienced mm-hmm. guy get?
Okay,
good question. Great question. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there is some, you know, and I'm going to... We go in detail in the academy, BV. Okay,
BV.
All right, mm-hmm. and of course mm-hmm. with our private coaching mm-hmm. more, because there is some psychology here and with this. Like you ask, how do you figure the job can be as much as you want it to be, mm-hmm. and can take as much time as you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like you know, for a water heater, you can make it 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you figure, so you're selling that time to the customer, that 4 hours.
Right.
And then the tech gets that 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks,
time
Lance.
To take. Okay. All right. Because it's a different way of thinking, BV. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just a different, okay. And you don't think of the time of how quickly you can do it.
Right.
Because you're not being paid, you're not getting the opportunity to be, to make the money that you're worth.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that job done in 30 minutes. Like my dad could get that job done in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
he was good,
right,
and also because he decided to sweat all day,
mm-hmm. right,
and go
and
at
so
it.
Should the customer pay less because they get an experienced technician who's willing to work
right.
hard to get the job done?
Of right.
course not.
And the customer is just paying for the tune-up, mm-hmm. okay, or in our case, to get hot water.
Right.
So it's a value thing, mm-hmm. okay. They're not paying for the job; they're paying for the value.
Right. They're not paying for a water heater.
Right.
They're paying for hot water.
For hot water. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and so you can make it whatever you want to make
right.
it, and if you believe it's worth that, it's you can get that all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, I've seen it happen. I've done it, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Our
it's whatever.
Clients can attest to that
right.
as well.
It's whatever you believe it's worth. Okay,
mm-hmm.
but it sets it up, and I'll go in greater detail.
Right,
here.
And okay. Just to clarify too, the time stays the same for all, whether it's an experienced technician or a rookie, stays
right.
the same.
Right,
exactly the same.
Charge
mm-hmm.
what? Charge a four.
Mm-hmm.
Do it in 2.5.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Right. The guys can do it in 2.5 coasting.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and so they get that. All right. So what does that do? What does that lead to? Number
uh-huh.
one.
Number
okay.
One.
You'd put that up there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we'll bring that comment back
we'll
up.
Bring
in a second.
Yeah, with John's comment back mm-hmm. up or a question or whatever. Probably a comment. Number one,
it incentivizes
the tech.
Right.
All right. To work more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. If they can get,
oh, go ahead.
If they can get 4 hours, mm-hmm. you know, they can work 2 hours and get 4 hours,
right?
Or at $25 an hour, mm-hmm. so they're really making $50 an hour,
right?
So they don't. They even gives them the opportunity to give themselves a raise. They're in
right.
control, right?
They're in total control,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you pay a guy $25 an hour just straight,
mm-hmm.
he's not even aware. He doesn't, you know,
care about the time. Why would
right.
he?
I don't like the water heater that's here. I'm going to go to the supply house and get one,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to stop off at the, you know,
7-Eleven
or whatever, and get me a burrito or a hot dog or whatever.
Red Bull.
Right.
Just kind of take my time.
You know, and I'll spend my time talking at the supply house.
And then you get the supply house stuff, and you get back to the customer's house, and then you go, oh shoot, I forgot the
dielectric unions.
Oh, whatever. Got it. I gotta go back. And what does he care, right? He doesn't
right.
care.
And he doesn't care, or he's not aware.
Mm.
I have a perfect example here. We're talking with with our clients or whatever with the mastermind meeting or whatever, and we've been talking about love languages and
you
stuff
know
to do.
Gonna understand okay, that. Whatever. You're talking with your clients. But
I'm gonna share something here.
Okay.
Maybe I should be paid. Maybe I should be pay piece rate to get the garbage out of the master bath because I forgot about it again. So it's not like the guy. And there's one too. I want to do these things because it's the lovely Laura appreciates, and she gives
acts of service. That's my love language.
And then she winds up fulfilling my love language,
which is words of affirmation
of service by servicing my okay.
family show.
Okay. All right. Thank you for reeling me in. But so I am motivated. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Double my water heater prices since MDP. And we sell more than before. I was just going to ask. And Joseph, is anybody buying your water heaters?
Right.
Yep.
Yes, they are. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be around
to take care of any warranty
issues. Or any kind of issues, and and provide good pay and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
So, but maybe I should have
piece rate attracts winners, right, Matt?
Yes. Yep. But I, yes. Maybe if I was paid piece rate.
If you were paid piece rate, then you would. Yeah.
I maybe be more motivated. I know, but I forgot. But so it's the same thing with the guys, though. We just don't notice. I mean, we just don't think that way.
Right.
But it's amazing. It's amazing. By going the piece rate, all of a sudden, how the guys get more efficient with their time.
They're very aware.
And want to make sure that stuff is on their truck. They make sure stuff is on their truck. All right?
Yeah.
And they don't mind if they don't necessarily like the customer or it's a job or whatever. They just look at it as,
I'm going to get paid 4 hours for this, and it's only going to take me 2.5.
Right. And those are the guys you want, by the way. Okay?
Yes.
The guys that really want to stay on, hourly and that kind of a thing are just looking to camp out. You really don't want those guys for the most part.
I get a blanket statement, but for the most part, yes.
Well,
Okay, I know.
there's a reason why stereotypes are true.
I have some trouble hunting the insurance paper. What? I know, but honestly, I'm waiting a little bit before I try it out as I have some trouble. Insurance. Okay, just join anyway, BB.
Right.
Just join.
You're looking for excuses, man.
You'll prepare yourself, even if you're. Because I can't remember if he rolled his business out or not.
What's the best way to transition your guys from hourly to piece rate without pushing them out the door? All right.
That is
a very good question. Mm-hmm. And just very quickly, I'll just say, the crew you already have, the guys don't like change.
Unless you really present it well. The right guys will.
The right guys will be all about it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But you may have to pick one guy that is a little sharper. Mm-hmm. And because what happened, the guys do know what each other makes. And when they start finding out that guy's getting 12, 15 hours a day and he's done by 5 and, that kind of a thing. Or,
Yeah, how are you doing that?
Like a guy's liked frozen pipes. We just went through that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because I paid 4 hours.
Right.
I paid 4 hours for frozen pipes that they were getting done in, hour and a half, 2 hours by just even having to figure things out and go through stuff, and it's just so they liked it.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So
it helped with a cold, bad day.
But as far as keeping and retaining ones moving from hourly to piece rate, one way to do it too is to keep track for a month what they would have made on piece rate versus what they actually made hourly, and the right guys would have made more piece rate. So if you can show them that, okay, here's what you did get paid, and if you were on piece rate, here's what you would have gotten paid, the right guys will say, sign me up
for it. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. The guys are always, if you ask guys right out, you want to go to piece rate? No. They don't even know what it is.
They don't know what it
but
is.
Guys don't like their pay. It's a sphere. Mm-hmm. I don't want my pay, messed with, or I don't know what's that.
Mm-hmm.
I get $25 an hour no matter what, and I know, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, which leads to number two here. Mm-hmm. Okay, why piece rate is the best. All right, it's easy to understand and manage. Mm-hmm. Okay, so on the text part, it really is easy to understand.
Yes.
Okay, as compared to commission pay. Mm-hmm. You talking guy? I know guys. Most guys, you may have been in commission pay, okay?
Okay.
When you were tech, right? Right.
Shop, right.
And you did, well with it, and you understood it. But there's a reason why you're a plumbing business owner, okay? Most guys don't understand commission pay because there's all these different rules, you know, we pay, you get 3% on this, but we're going to subtract this out of your pay with this and that. You know, and all they know is I'm not getting something.
It never ends up, never end up getting what they thought they were going to get, and then they're upset.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, the house always wins. I mean, that's what, that's all they understand. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so they don't understand it. Right. Okay. It's not straightforward. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they don't understand it. All right. Where piece rate is easy to understand. I get paid $25 an hour and you're going to pay me, you know, an hour and a half for that toilet. You're going to pay me 4 hours for that water heater. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay me 16 hours for that,
tankless.
You know, for the tankless.
Or dig.
Right. Or dig job or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of a thing. And it doesn't take me. You know, they're all about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's easy math. I get that. Okay. I understand that.
Right.
Also, it's easy to manage on your end.
So much easier than
commission. Because the job sells for 4 hours, mm-hmm. you run the payroll report, I pay them 4 hours.
Right, 4 hours for, you run a report, hopefully in something like ServiceTitan.
Right.
And you can just run a simple report that will break it down to how many hours each tech sold.
Right, and so you pay them on that. You don't have to figure out what, you know, well, was it they use these, you know, materials, or I do this, or how was the gas, or the stuff that you got to keep track of to subtract, you know, out of their pay and mess with, okay?
Right.
No, you don't.
No, you do not. You don't have to pay time and a half.
You want
to
answer?
No, you do not have to pay time and a half after 40 hours because it really is a form of commission. But what you would do in a case like if they did happen to sell 45 hours in a week, you would pay them the 40 hours at their hourly rate, and then the extra 5 hours, you would times 5 hours times their hourly rate, and then you pay that
like
as
BB's.
A bonus.
I like BB's question.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yep.
Did you follow me on that one?
I did. Well,
you weren't even listening.
I wasn't listening.
You already
have
the answer.
Right.
But no, you don't have to pay piece rate.
I moved on.
You don't have to pay overtime. Yeah, no overtime and piece rate, none. And if they sold 60 hours, they happened to sell 60 hours, same thing. You'd pay them 40 times their hourly rate and then take those extra 20 hours times their hourly rate and pay that as a bonus.
Right. So that's how you would turn that into the payroll company.
Exactly. But no, you would never pay overtime.
Yeah, there's no overtime.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so BV is asking, you know, how do you get seasoned guys to accept that a master with 15 years, all right, are making the same as a journeyman with 5 years? Because you're not paying for plumbing.
Yeah.
You're paying for,
isn't
all right.
Isn't that funny?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It ain't about plumbing, man. It's about you taking care of Mrs. Jones.
Right. Let's see. Why would a seasoned guy, as long as he's making bank? Right. Your seasoned guy should be making bank. Right.
Right.
So if the seasoned guy is making bank, then and the journeyman is, then
I take journeyman all day long.
Yeah, all day long.
And that's a beautiful thing about piece rate. So it gives a guy who's hungry.
A journeyman.
Mm-hmm. All right. That he sees that. Well, this shop isn't set up to support these other guys that have been here longer than me or whatever. It's like, I mean, all I got, I mean, so if I go out and do this, I make this.
Well, and so one thing you, hold off on that question 1 second. One thing, BB, that you could do too, is you can actually assign an hourly rate to the seasoned tech. I mean, you could pay him $35 an hour.
Right.
Or a journeyman, $25 an hour. There's a few different ways to do piece rate, and again, we do talk about this.
Right, which is how we did it.
Which is how we did it. But there is you can also do
a tiered
system as
so that even your guys, no matter what, is whatever hours they sell, it could be, you know, so you could have a guy making, you know, $50 an hour.
Right.
Into your honest hourly rate.
Right, that's a newbie.
That's a 1 year guy. But but yet he's taking care of Mrs. Jones. He's doing the work. Right.
So it's two different types of ways to do it. You can do a tiered system, but also answering your question, again, you can assign an hourly rate to the master at 30, 35, 40, whatever, and then a journeyman at 25.
Right.
Same technician, a master and a journeyman doing a water heater. Each of them would get 4 hours, but one has a higher hourly rate than the other. So makes sense.
Right. Did so really the free market determines who's the master.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not the I don't want to go down this rabbit trail, but it shows you why there's, you know, the whole master thing and all that really is. I'm not a fan of all that. Mm. Based on how it's now regulated, you know, through the state or whatever, which really comes through the union and the state control people, guys from working.
It just happened in Texas too. Something one of our clients said. Something that Governor Abbott did and that allowed people that had an expired license or something so they can either take it away, Whatever, there's just more control that you don't want. So, okay, bring Alex's question back up, please, Sparky. So if the plumber doesn't sell, they don't get paid.
Right.
They only get paid piece rate on a tasks they sell.
Right.
Exactly right. They only get paid on the tasks they sell. So if they go out to a job and they just do a $49 estimate.
By the way, no one wakes up in the morning and wants to call a plumber. There's no such thing as estimate, guys.
Yeah, there's no such
thing. Okay, we speak on that here, and of course we get right. There's no such thing as an estimate on the service side of things.
Right.
Okay. Mrs. Jones didn't call just to get an estimate on thawing the pipes or repairing this burst water line.
Right. So let's go back to Alex just to clarify. They don't get paid exactly right. But think about if they're hourly, again, what do they care? They'll walk through jobs all day long doing a $49 service call fee.
In fact, they'll gladly spend 2 hours just talking with the customer because the house is warm. And having the customer gladly have them running all over the house looking for stuff
check
or whatever.
This, check that.
Well, I took care, at 20, but she's just thinking about it. Needs to talk to her husband or whatever.
She's talked to her husband.
Not, right.
Yeah, she just totally used him. And again, what does the plumber care?
Right.
If he's piece rate, it's going to matter.
Right.
It's going to matter.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it all washes out for the guys. I mean, we had guys, you have the ups and downs, the seasonality of the service. Mm-hmm. And so there are going to be days where they make less hours. Mm-hmm. But there's other days where they make way more hours.
Of course.
Okay. In fact, it did so well. What I was surprised about, and we did retain, and I'll answer this. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I made a flat 20% here in Texas. So I literally made 5,000 today. So a 20% commission, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Almost every company is 20% commission.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Which, I mean, again, commission's one way, but we believe piece rate is a better way. Both wins.
Right. For we'll get to that.
Oh, sorry. That's right. Oh, I just jumped the shark.
But we have, we had guys that. What I was surprised at, because we did, we dropped all the new construction, that kind of stuff. But we did do some remodel and some light commercial that just kind of helped through the low times. Not to make money, but just kind of get my guys busy and train and just. Right. The companies, I'm not big on, no commercial, no doing maintenance work, no new construction, that kind of stuff. But you can hold on to an account or two or GC or something that pays what you ask and it pays well.
It pays
and you can use that through your, the low times, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'd have these, these accounts and had this work. And then, my bigger piece, and then I would need to get this work done and I'd want to send my piece rate guys, my better guys that are making six figures just to go so we can get this work done because we got to get it done. And there's nothing else on, we're slower today service wise. Mm-hmm. And they would say, I'll wait because I know tomorrow I'll make it up or later a job's always come in and I'll make something, I'll be fine.
Right.
I don't want to go do that harder work or that boring work or whatever.
Right. Just got straight hours.
So then I actually had to push my guys and I would pay them the $30-$35 an hour to go on a remodel job that I have that figured in. It wasn't about making money on those jobs. It was just,
busy work.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I had to force these guys, to go do that kind of work.
Because they'd rather wait for the jobs that are
paid. Right. And that's right.
Because they can make it, they can make their own ticket. Basically.
Right. So that's what surprised me.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
hey, on that note, before we move on to the piece de resistance, the one thing, the reason why piece rate is the way to go.
You're so international.
All right. Okay.
Multilingual.
All right. That was German. Piece de resistance. All right. Hey, I got something here for you so that you'll never be surprised with your plumbing business. Okay.
I'd surprise you.
All right. My $1 million plumber blueprint. Okay. All right. All the specs in there. Okay. I got the specs in there that you need to know to have a successful, self-sustaining, and very profitable, okay? I like those two words together, very profitable, all right? Plumbing business, okay? So check it out.
You give away some free secrets in that.
Free. That's the key word is free, all right? It is free to you. Simply type free in the comments.
Type free.
Or go to themilliondollarplumber.com/free and grab your blueprint.
Is it / free or blueprint? Now I don't remember.
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. / free.
I think it's free.
It is. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
You're trying to confuse me here?
Just a little bit. Okay.
All right. Grab it. It's good.
Also,
okay.
again, just a reminder, everybody, if you want to get notified when we go live, type text in the comments. right now so you get a text message when Potty Talk Live goes live.
That's right. Mm. All right.
Yes.
I'd rather have no work than new construction.
That's so true.
You know, mm-hmm. you can make, if you're charging right, you can make more money. Mm-hmm. You can clear more money on a water heater.
Yeah, than an entire.
One water heater in a week. Then. Right. You know,
an entire new,
right.
new construction job. Yep.
Yep.
We all learned the hard,
okay.
hard way, though.
Yep.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
So, all right. So we have, why is piece rate attractive mm-hmm. or good or what I highly recommend? First mm-hmm. of all, it incentivizes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, it's easy to understand for the techs mm-hmm. and easy for you to manage. Okay. And finally, mm-hmm. everyone wins.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Win, win,
okay.
Winning.
Win, win, winning. That's right. Okay. Your techs get to win, mm-hmm. okay? They win as the business is winning,
right?
Okay, they get when there's all these calls and all this work and stuff going on, all right. And for them being helping the business win, they're not helping the business win by just showing up,
right.
guys. That's what you got to raise your standards here, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, just having the guy show up and he's going through all that. I mean,
going through the motions.
Push it right.
Right.
Okay,
fix,
that's not helping. Right, that's not helping the business win.
Right.
Okay, but by them doing the things, by taking care of Mrs. Jones.
Serving.
Okay. All right, serving Mrs. Jones.
Providing options.
Providing options. Mm-hmm. When we get into providing options. Mm-hmm. All right, and going through all that.
Yes.
Okay, they win. Okay.
Right.
By the way, for those of you know, we've talked about in the academy, the service sales process. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sell, but mm-hmm. serve, and there's a way of doing that.
Right.
Okay. And part of that is we're not walking out of the house, and there's a process in that.
There
okay,
is a process.
And in finding, they have a number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, with a lot of times the commission guys, they don't want they'll say things like, "Well, I wasn't going to do it for that,"
mm-hmm.
because they didn't want to take a smaller commission.
Right.
All right. So they're just like, I'm not going to take care of Mrs. Jones because I don't want to do it for that.
Right.
They were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
With piece rate, the guys for the water heater, if you decide to give it away or have some kind of special or whatever you're doing
some
with
sort
it,
of discount.
Which is part of the right,
mm-hmm.
they still get their 4 hours
right.
or 3 hours, whatever the hours are. They,
right.
they still get that.
Yeah, they don't get dinged.
Okay, so they're motivated, all right? They're
mm-hmm.
incentivized, and they win,
right.
okay, by just staying, serving the customer.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. So they win.
All right,
they
win.
Who else wins?
Okay, customer wins,
mm-hmm.
all right,
mm-hmm.
for charging this set, this works with flat rate in this manner, okay,
mm-hmm.
all right, the customer wins because,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to worry about the tech lollygagging around
right.
and that kind of stuff, which the customer is concerned. They're counting, when you're time and material, I guarantee you, they're keeping track of all the time. How many
mm-hmm.
times you go out to the truck,
mm-hmm.
how many times you talked on the phone,
mm-hmm.
So I'm paying for you to go, I thought you had it on a truck, I got to pay for you to go to Supply House, all
mm-hmm.
that, they're paying for all that.
Right.
Okay. All right.
It's flat rate.
It was flat.
Well,
flat
that's
rate.
Flat rate, but
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's flat rate that
mm-hmm.
takes all the concern out. So,
right.
so they win with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Part of that.
Yes.
But
most importantly,
you win as the plumbing business owner.
What a crazy idea.
Okay. First of all, there's no babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With time and material, and even
hourly.
On with hourly rather.
Oh, and commission.
And commission.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're having to babysit. I call
mm-hmm.
it babysitting. You're having to be aware how long he's on the job and,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of stuff because you're losing. You're paying money
right.
For that kind of a thing,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so you don't have to do that any longer because
no.
if he decides to be on the job all day, now you don't want that to happen because there's lost opportunity, right? You want him
right.
on another job.
Certainly.
But if he decides that he wants to spend all day putting in a water heater,
mm-hmm.
you're only paying that three
you're
or
paying him 4 hours.
Four
or
hours.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. If
okay.
it takes him 8 hours, you're only paying 4 hours.
Okay.
Right. But the other way you're winning, too, is if the right guys get it, then they just created more time.
You created more time. See, that's the thing.
You opened up new bays.
Right.
Right.
From the mechanic. That's why the
mechanic vernacular.
Right. The auto dealers
mm-hmm.
or whatever. All right.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't build up, and they couldn't build out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I have 10 bays. How do I get more time?
Right.
Time is money. Time
mm-hmm.
is money. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get my guys to move quicker, I'll sell more, okay, I'll sell to the customer more time,
right?
Okay, and my guys will beat that, move quicker,
yeah,
I've created more time,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I like winning.
It's a beautiful
Woo-hoo!
Thing, guys, it's a beautiful thing. Piece rate is definitely the way to go.
It is,
okay?
It's so easy.
Right.
It's so easy. Alan says, commission 20% flat rate, sale 2000, easy, that's 100 years I made. 120 after taxes last year.
Okay.
And that's great. You were probably one of the top guys Right. Only if he sells all day. You're right.
Right.
But you're probably one of the top plumbers at your company, which is great.
Right.
All plumbing businesses need someone
like you,
like Tanner, out of Aspen Mountain Plumbing, valuable to your company. So
right.
For you.
But my guys are making six figures, mid six figures, by being off at four. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, you're robbing from your text.
Who's robbing from the text?
All right.
No, I'm not robbing from the text. You crazy?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bye, bye, Alan. All right.
The text robbed from themselves. Exactly. Yeah, right.
Exactly right.
Okay, well, take okay. back what I said.
All right. No, if you're truly, for those kind of guys, if they're truly looking to make money, piece rate's the way to make money.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you may happen to be with a company that's paying you 20% and is not taking things out, which I doubt, okay, and we'll always be clear. Mm. What happens with commission-based companies, too, is they start messing with the pay.
Right. As soon as you start to see, wait a minute, his check's how much?
Right.
Oh.
And they're starting to go here and do that and that kind of stuff. They find ways to start messing with the pay.
Right.
And that's the largest complaint we hear from guys that did well. Mm-hmm. With commission come, I can't tell you how many guys I had come from Roto-Rooter, okay, and Ben Franklin was a piece rate company, but ARS in our area was a commission company. Mm-hmm. But Roto-Rooter, I heard a lot because they were famous for messing with the commission pay.
Right.
Okay.
Isn't it funny that he said that we're robbing from the techs? Okay, what about the techs that are kind of lollygagging, just taking their time, walking through jobs?
Right.
Right, the company is the one that's suffering for that, as well as the customers. But the company is the one that suffers.
Right.
So that's why piece rate is a win-win. And it's not like they're paying 2 hours or an hour and a half for a water heater and making sure you get it done in an hour and a half. No, pad some time on it. Make it 4 hours so that the good technicians can beat it, and the average technicians can, maybe come in right at the time. But yeah, that is not robbing from the techs.
Right.
Oh, that kind of attitude.
Well, and piece rate, there's a reason why these guys on here, most everyone is no longer a tech, they're a business owner.
Right.
Yes. And so it's that way of thinking, okay?
So,
and it's a team effort, okay?
Definitely.
So I want techs like Tanner who are more are interested in the company succeeding as well. And understands the idea of the time and, that kind of a thing.
Yes.
Right.
And then is willing to work for it. So that he can move up and get instead of 4 hours, now all of a sudden I can get a water heater done in 3 hours.
And I'm willing to bet that commission company that this young man was working for is also what that puts it. It's not a win. Commission companies aren't necessarily a win for the customer, for the consumer, because I'm pretty sure that those aren't set prices. So they're sending these guys in as salesmen.
Right.
Okay, and there's another reason why, I forget this gentleman's name, that most guys don't succeed at commissions because it's set up to be sales.
Right, hard pressure sales.
Okay, and the pressure sales and the price is whatever.
Right.
And so you get these guys going in there that may kind of get it, and all of a sudden they are gouging.
Right.
Okay, and pushing.
Right. Whereas piece rate doesn't happen.
It's a set price.
Price.
Right.
And you get paid. The technician gets paid regardless,
right?
For the 4 hours that are assigned to it.
So it's an overall the whole system. It's more control all
correct.
The way around.
Yes, and it is win-win-winning for everyone.
So
for the right ones.
So was I nice?
You were nicer than me.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Here's the motto: be like Tanner.
Be like Tanner. Right.
And finding great employees like Tanner who get it, who want to serve the customer well, and certainly make money for themselves.
All right.
So they care about the company.
And piece rates, the best way all the way around.
Absolutely.
Win-win-winning for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there you have it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And that's the best way to keep, also to help to keep,
retain
these guys.
The right guys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, be sure to join us next week. We'll talk about how to fire the wrong guys. Okay. The process there, which is very important. Most guys are very, aren't sure how to do it, haven't done it,
and
uncomfortable doing it.
Way too long to do it.
Right. And so we're going to kind of go over that, address that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Next week. All right.
Sure.
So there you go.
Okay.
All right. Hey. I've mentioned it here. If you want to learn more about this subject, okay, piece rate, all right, hiring and firing guys, as well
how
as
how to make your phone ring,
how to make
how
your
to
phone
charge correctly,
all those things. You want to go on right, okay?
It's everything, branding,
everything. Mm-hmm. All right, you need to check out my $1 Million Plumber Success Academy. Everything you need to know. All right, if you're truly interested, all right, and growing a successful, self-sustaining, and again, very profitable business.
Why are you watching this show?
Right. You actually will learn. We go over all the pragmatic stuff, everything you need to know. I mean, you get guys coming out of 4 years of school, business school, that don't know these things. Okay, don't know this stuff because you're not taught this stuff. Okay,
right.
All right, but if we get right to it. All right, okay. I actually teach you everything that you need to know. All right, the practical things, the equations, mm-hmm. the systems. We also get into the mind. Okay,
head trash
is holding you back.
Trash.
Okay, all right. So there you have it. Check it out. Type free in the comments.
No,
success.
There you go.
All right, to grab your free 14-day trial.
That's it, free 14-day.
Or go to themilliondollarplumber.com/success. Mm-hmm. And grab your 14-day free trial. So there we go.
Type success in the comments.
All right. Before I let you go, as always, I want to remind you that you were purposely and wonderfully created. Mm-hmm. And you were created to do great things. So as always, come like a
Thank team. You for tuning in to Potty Talk Live with Richard Bainey, the Million Dollar Plumber. If you enjoyed this show, share it now.
Just do it.
To catch past episodes and get alerts for new episodes, turn notifications on now and join us again for more tips, techniques, and strategies to help you grow your plumbing business.